Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to Luke 2, please. Do you want to grow up or not?
Yes.
Me too. Do you see this? Is this the scripture?
Yes.
That as you grow up, things you used to get so upset about, you won't even talk about.
Right.
Things you used to want to pick up the phone, call everybody and their brother, make a big deal out of it. And you just grow up some and you won't even think about it. You'll just cast it down and go on. And even if you're little, and Teddy's head is gone. If you had faith, you believe God, we're going to find it.
Yeah.
And that some way, somehow, Teddy will be whole once more.
Yeah.
Even as a little one, if you have faith. And that's what parents ought to instill in them. They may come screaming and crying, but you go, oh, whoa, whoa, baby, whoa, whoa. We'll believe God for Teddy. Well, if God has to make him a new head,
amen.
We won't quit.
Right.
And they should learn that from a young age. And the same thing spiritually as you're growing up. Even if it does shake you soulically and emotionally, if you have faith, it's bigger than that. And you get a hold of yourself and you go, well, hold on, whoa, whoa, now you're acting like there's no God. You're acting like God can't fix this. You grow in faith. You grow in love. You grow in grace. You grow up. In Luke 2, would you look with me, please? Luke 2 tells us about Jesus. Did you know the Bible said Jesus grew? That he developed? He grew up in wisdom? The Bible said in verse 52, the last verse of the second chapter of Luke, said Jesus did what? He did what? Now this proves he didn't operate as God. Because God doesn't increase. He already has it. He increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This latter part of this chapter is talking about development and growth, and actually give us some insight into Jesus growing up. He's our example. We're supposed to follow his pattern. Well, if you back up to the, I won't read all of it, but he was 12 years old, verse 42 said. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem. And you know the story that when they returned, Jesus stayed in Jerusalem and they didn't know it. And verse 44, they supposed him to have been in the company. And they went all day, supposing he was there somewhere and okay. But, come evening, they really get to looking for him because they hadn't seen him all day. And where is he? And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem. They sought him. It came to pass after 3 days, verse 46, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, his mother said, son, why did you deal with us like this? We've been sorrowing. And verse 49, he said to them, how is it that you sought me? Wist you not that I must be about my father's business? That's when it says in verse 52 later, he's increasing in wisdom and stature. He's growing. He's developing. Now, let me ask you the question. What do you suppose because there was a bunch of people there that had come and were going back, traveling together as a company. There were other boys and girls. What were the other 12-year-olds doing? And 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 11-year-olds. What were they doing? Well, what was Jesus doing the previous year? And the priest, see, he didn't do this when he was 11. He didn't do it when he was 10. He didn't do it when he was 9. But when he was 12, something is changing. What's changing? He's growing up. How do we know he's growing up? His interests. His priorities. To the other 12-year-olds, what was priority? Kicking a ball. Throwing a stick. Running. Playing tag. Hide and go seek. Riddles. Something funny. Well, that's okay when you're legitimately a child. But at a certain point, you should begin changing. Your focus begins to change. Your interest begins to change. Notice what was his interest? Leaving, playing ball and throwing sticks and going to what? My father's business. The word. Understanding the word. He's asking questions about the word. And he's telling them what he sees in the word. He's developing. And there are many people that are born again, but they're not in church this morning. Because they're more interested in playing golf. They're more interested in fishing. Or playing and, you know, skiing, goofing off, hunting. It's nothing wrong with having some fun. But why do you have to do it at exactly the same time you're supposed to be in church?
Amen.
Well, people choose to.
Yes, sir.
Because they're more interested in that.
Yes, sir.
Than they are in the word.
Yes.
And in God. Why? If they're born again, why is it that way? Because they're children.
That's right.
And they're not developing.
That's right.
They'd rather play. And that's why to the undeveloped spiritual child, they don't relate to us. We've been doing this for years. I mean, we go to a place and stand in line for hours to get in a seat to hear preaching. People can't relate to that. Even church going folks, they're like, you did what? You took your vacation and you went over there and was in service all day long? They're like, what is wrong with you? You could have been playing. And I said, that'd be like these other 12-year-olds might say to Jesus. You could have been playing ball with us and you stayed at the temple. Now here's another thing. Our own children now should be showing similar signs of development by this age. Mrs. That was Jesus, brother. I know it, and he's our example. People don't expect enough out of their children. I said they don't expect enough out of their children. By the time a child is 12 years old, they should be hungry for God.
Yes.
Having some understanding of the things of God. Pursuing the things of God. Growing enough that they're choosing some of these things over play and fun stuff.
Yes.
Time they're 12 and 13, 14 and 15.
Amen.
You should be seeing this. But we got guys that are 60 years old.
Right.
And not doing it. Because
right.
They didn't grow when they were 12. But it's not too late. Not too late. You can still grow up. You can still grow up. My word, where'd our time go? Can I take a little more? I wanted to get to this and I go to Philippians. I think I'll share this story or two with you and read this and I think we'll be there. While you're turning to Philippians, let me remind you of something. In Genesis, we just read this recently. About how Jacob, you know, wrestled with the angel. And he, among other things, he said, tell me what your name is. Did he tell him? No. He said, why do you ask my name? So he blessed him, but he didn't tell him his name. When you're immature, you ask the wrong questions. You focus on the wrong things. Nicodemus comes to Jesus. He said, we know you've got to be a man come from God. Because nobody can do these things that you do except God be with him.
Right.
He wants to talk about the ministry. Its legitimacy. Jesus looks at him and says, "You must be born again." He's probably thinking, "Huh? You want to talk about the ministry? No, you got to be born again." As we grow up, we will learn that we don't just have to answer everybody's question. Many times they're on the wrong page. They're in the wrong county. They shouldn't even be asking that question. They shouldn't even be looking in that direction. They're focused on the wrong thing entirely, and you don't have to go there with them. As you grow up, as you develop, you'll learn. That's not the issue. No need in even talking about that. Over here's what we ought to be looking at. Over here's what we ought to be talking about. Can you say amen?
Amen.
When I grew up, I put away childish things. I quit thinking like that. I quit talking like that. Look at Philippians 2, and you'll see a good example of this. And I think I'm done. Philippians 2, he said in verse 4, he said, "Look not every man on his own things, but what? Every man also on the things of others." Would that be a sign you're growing up? You start thinking about other people. Not just what you need, but what do they need? And he went on to say, down in verse 20, talking about Timothy, he said, "I have no man like-minded like him who will naturally care for your state. For all do what? Seek their own and not the things which are Jesus Christ." Would that be a sign of immaturity? But if you're growing up, you're not just seeking your own, you're seeking His. You're seeking Him. You're not just thinking about playing ball and fishing. You're thinking about the Word. You're thinking about the kingdom of God. Jesus is coming soon. We got to finish this thing up.
Amen.
You begin to take responsibility to help get part of it done yourself. You could goof off, but you're growing up. You take responsibility. How many believe the time is short? How many believe we ought to be working? We ought to be getting after it. We ought to be doing everything we know to do. Not acting like little kids that somebody else has to tell to get in out of the rain, but knowing and understanding what's insignificant, what's trivial, and what really is important. And putting away childish things. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603F. That's R1603F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.